Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival Biennale College section, and I'm here with Petra Sucic, director of DEVA, one of the three film of the Biennale College cinema program. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, I mean, I asked to all your colleagues the same first question: how was the experience of the Biennale College for you to produce a movie in that frame of time and money? Was it tiresome? Was it fun? Was it stressful? Probably yes.
All three, yes. But it was a big challenge, and to know about your own boundaries and how you can broaden them. So, yeah, it was maybe the biggest challenge of my life.
So far.
Yes.
Listen, Petra, you submitted a story that was selected, and then they gave you time and money to do the film.
Yes.
Not very much time and not very much money either. So, because this is the program, how it is. Your idea of film that you had in mind has to be changed a lot in order to adapt to the limit of the program, or you were able to do as much as you wanted in terms of creativity, narration, visuals, and etc., etc.?
It is an interesting question, because we changed a lot the story, and we shaped it a lot during the workshops, but it was not because of the money or the time restricts, but because of other circumstances. Lots of non-professional actors, lots of kids. So indeed we changed it a lot, but out of other reasons.
Due to creativity versus not for like practical ones.
Yeah. No, there was no restriction because of time and money, and that's great, actually.
Your film is a story that departs from a story that you actually lived. You met this girl.
Yeah.
And you transported on the screen what the story that this girl lived, or you thought she lived. How much of the real story of the girl has been moved to the scene, to the film, and how much do you have to invent?
It was a good inspiration, but of course this is not our story, and the girl who played in the film is not the girl who inspired the story, but another albino girl. Mm. So it changed a lot, because she has a completely different character, this second girl who played in the film, actually. So it is not about her life, because she's not an orphan, the actress.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just took the inspiration from the original one,
yes.
from the real story, and then
yes, yes, and there are some elements of reality, of course, because we shot in an orphanage, and the other kids, so the supporting actors and actresses are from there, so they play themselves. Mm-hmm. So it has documentary elements in it, the mm-hmm. film, but it is fiction, of course.
The lead actress was a professional actress, or you trained her to be an actress?
Well, I trained her to be an actress, and she did a really good job. So that was her first appearance in film.
And how was her response to this? I mean,
she was so ambitious and so modest, and it was great to work with her. She was never tired, or at least she said she's never tired, and she did whatever I asked from her, and even if I asked nonsense and I later realized that I was wrong, she was so obedient, and but she also had her own ideas, so it was great to work with her.
So you're not a director that is strict and rigid in terms of external inputs?
No, I was very open to the reality and to the circumstances, because I knew that, and maybe that's the time restrict, that we don't have enough time maybe to make what I imagined, but I have to be aware of what is happening and what these kids can really do. Because in the script, maybe I wrote scenes that they cannot play or cannot adapt for. And and I read in my astrology, I don't believe in that, but I read that I have to be very open in that period. And I try to.
Yes. Listen, you shot in the city in Deva,
yeah,
which is the title,
yes,
of the film, and the city where,
yes,
where Koto lived. And so was this helpful to stay in the same city where the action was happening in reality?
Yes.
Or
it was essential. It was a blessing that that we could shoot there. And because otherwise, if the main character is a different person, and even the city is a different city, then it would come too far from the original idea that it is about this girl in this city. And actually, today I dreamt that the original Koto appeared, and she wanted to play in the film. And I imagined the film with her, and it was not better.
So you're happy that,
yes,
that you found this actress specifically. Well, thank you very much to Petra Such, director of Deva from the Biennale College Cinema Program at the 75th Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.